Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. Today is Friday, July 27th, 2018, and this is episode 224 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in again, and I'd like to say a special welcome to all our new listeners on Spotify. Yep, you can find us on Spotify now. So if you're looking for, this episode as you go forward, just do a search on Spotify for Thinks Out Loud, and you should find us there. Now, I think we've got a really great episode for you this week. Some really cool stuff going on. And I'd like to start by saying it's time to stop talking about millennials. And in particular, it's time to stop talking about millennials as though they're kids. Now, clearly, there is a generation we need to pay attention to who was born between 1981 and 1996, if we use Pew's research, which I'm a fan of. I think it's really good. But we're not talking about kids. We're not talking about millennials. We're talking about adults under 40. The youngest millennial right now is 22. The oldest millennial will turn 37 this year, or already has turned 37. So these are young adults. These are people who are in the early part of their adult lives and starting to creep up into the early parts of middle age, right? I mean, I'm sure no 37-year-old wants to be called middle-aged. I mean, I'm 49. I don't want to be called middle-aged. But we have to recognize that these are adults we're talking about. And they do represent the future, but not in the way that we think, not in the sense we usually talk about it. Because sure, they are one of the largest demographic segments. And again, if you look at Pew's research, they will begin to outnumber baby boomers either this year or next year. So there's a lot of them. But equally important, and we're going to talk about this in a moment, they're shaping the future for everybody, not just their own generation. So let's talk about these for a few minutes. So clearly millennials started being born around 1981. Their oldest are now in their late 30s. The youngest are in their early 20s. And clearly, most generations are going to have some gaps in terms of what their needs are, not because they're of a certain generation, but because they're in certain life stages. So people who are in their early 20s to late 20s, are just getting out of college. They are beginning to, adult in the verb sense for the first time in their lives. They're doing things like traveling on their own and getting apartments and, buying cars and the like. Yes, a lot of them still live at home. Yes, for a lot of important reasons and meaningful reasons. But that's the situation that we run into there, right? Folks who are in their 30s and into their later 30s, the older millennials, are folks who are starting to have families, starting to settle down, again, looking for apartments, again, maybe looking for their first home, buying cars, etc. Gen Xers, who are the smallest of these generations that we like to talk about, are people born between 65 and 1980, 1965 and 1980. There's maybe about 66 million of them in the country. By 2019, the oldest is about 53. The youngest is about 38. By the way, there's about 73 million millennials, or at least there will be by 2019. And there's going to be roughly 73 million boomers in 2019. Boomers, of course, were born in 1946 through 1964. So clearly Gen X have different needs. These are people who are in the early stages of middle age, right? They're in their late 30s into their very young 50s. They probably have young kids. They probably have kids who are starting college. You know, they're in sort of that range. But these are people with families. They're in the middle part of their career. So their needs are going to be different, and their needs will change. They are actually peaking now. There are about 66 million of them. That's about as many as there will be before nature starts to take its toll and we start to see that generation decline. Boomers, of course, there's still over 70 million of them, about 73 million expected in 2019, according to Pew. The youngest is 54, the oldest is 72. So now these are folks who are in their middle age to late middle age to the early part of being, you know, older, and their needs are changing as well. But there's a reason we really care about millennials and talk about millennials so much. Sure, one reason is because there are a lot of them. Another reason is because their population is still growing. There are immigrants continuing to come into the country, most of whom are, in fact, in the millennial generation, are between the ages of 22 and 37, the most common age for immigration. And so they're shaping what things will look like in the future. But equally importantly, they're teaching their elders how to behave when using digital. This is a generation that has grown up with digital their whole lives. You know, the internet was a thing starting when they were in their, the oldest millennials remember the time just before the internet, but just barely. Right? You're talking about people who were in their very young teenage years or their tweenage years when the internet came into being in a meaningful way and were no older than 16 or 17 when we get to 2000, right? When we get to 99, 2000, when things were going on in terms of the internet exploding in a big way. And when we think about the iPhone being introduced in 2008, you know, the youngest millennial, or the oldest millennials rather, were in their 20s, just out of college. And so they've grown up with mobile, they've grown up with digital, they've grown up with the internet, and they've been around smartphones for most of their lives and certainly most of their adult lives. And because of that, they're actually showing people how to use these new tools and how to use technology. I've said for years that, you know, technology is hereditary. We get it from our kids. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean we learn how people are using technology based on how the people who are most native to that technology use it. And so when we look at Gen X and we look at boomers and we look at their behaviors, and I'm going to post a whole bunch of research in the show notes so you can see the data for yourself. But what we find is adoption of smartphones, adoption of mobile, adoption of the internet are highest among millennials. Second highest penetration and growing is among Gen X. Third highest penetration and growing is among boomers. And obviously, Gen X and boomers have more purchasing power today and probably will still have more purchasing power for the next handful of years. But millennials are the ones who are shaping the behaviors we're going to see, not only from millennials, but also from Gen X and also from boomers. So this isn't really about what millennials do. It's about how millennials teach us to learn and act and all of the things that we expect from our customers. They're setting the expectations of how all of this should work. And that's why we need to pay attention to millennials, not just because there's a lot of them and not just because they're growing, but because their behaviors shape behavior online for everybody. I had a discussion this past week with someone who met their spouse online. Now, 20 years ago, if you'd said you met your partner online, Most people would have thought that was very unusual. They might have thought you were a little crazy. Today, it is the most common way people meet their partner, regardless of the age group that they're in. And it wasn't boomers who started that, and it wasn't Gen X who started that. It was millennials who made that, quote unquote, normal. The same is true for how we shop for things in our lives. The same is true for how people use social. The same is true for how we use chat and voice and search and the like. Their behaviors are shaping how everybody behaves. So let's stop talking about millennials like they're kids. Let's start talking about adults under 40, and let's recognize that those adults under 40 are changing the world for everybody when it comes to digital. This isn't about the end of millennials. It's about the beginning of digital everywhere. And that's a really important trend to pay attention to. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that is timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Thinks Out Loud delivered to you every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. You should be able to find us there. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle at PCPeter, or of course via email by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I hope you have a great rest of the week, a fantastic week ahead, and I do look forward to speaking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.